How do I buy tickets for that show? Where is the closest restaurant with a view? My kids are with me. Is there an age restriction for that attraction?
These are just some of the questions that the new Vegas Near Me app will answer for you. Vegas Near Me quite literally takes the guesswork out of planning your next Las Vegas trip. It is so helpful.
With constantly updated information, business hours, menus, ticket prices, parking costs, Vegas Near Me is a one-stop shop.
It really is. And here's the deal. It's free and you don't have to sign up, become a member. It is simple. Download Vegas Near Me today from the Apple App Store or from Google Play. If it's fun to do or see, it's on Vegas Near Me.
Welcome to Vegas Revealed, episode 207, as our Super Bowl 58 coverage continues. It's Dana Roselli along with Sean McAllister, and we just wrapped up the red carpet at the NFL Honors, which took place at Resorts World.
Yeah, so we are recording here at Resorts World right now. And man, we'll get into it in just a minute. But the NFL Honors red carpet was like insane.
Insane. I've never seen a more packed red carpet. But like you said, yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. We wanted to start off with kind of some breaking news that happened today. And when we say today, it's Thursday. Tiesto, who was supposed to be the in-game DJ for Super Bowl Sunday, has put out a tweet and said that he has to bow out now because of a family emergency.
Yeah, he said there was an emergency. He didn't mention who in his family was having the emergency, but that he had to get back home and be with his family, which meant that he could not be the house DJ at the Super Bowl, which, you know, he said that in coordination with the NFL, he had some really cool things planned that he was really excited about. But that's not going to be able to happen now. And he's super bummed about it, but said hopefully at some point in the future, we'll be able to see what he was working on with the NFL. However, we did just learn that Cascade, another longtime Las Vegas DJ and really a big DJ around the world, Cascade is stepping in to be the house DJ now over inside Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah, so I'm glad that they'll keep that going. There's so many DJs and excellent ones that I'm glad that they moved on to another and gave someone else an opportunity. Hey, speaking of celebrities and people who are really good at what they do, Bobby Flay is an excellent chef. He has many, many restaurants and a bunch of them in Las Vegas. He just opened a new one called Brasserie B over at Caesar's Palace. We do a segment on KCAL, which runs in Los Angeles. We do it every other Thursday morning live where we talk about Vegas. And we usually work the morning anchor there, unless she's off or on assignment, is Jamie Yukis. And she's amazing. We have loved working with her. However, we've actually never met her in person. She's in town for Super Bowl, and she wanted to do, you know, something with us that would be like a little Vegas insider. So we sat there, we thought, we stewed, we're like, what could we do?
So we knew that Bobby Flay just opened up his new restaurant, Brasserie B, inside Caesar's Palace. And we've been wanting to check that out. So we said, hey, Jamie, come and meet us at Brasserie B. We'll grab a cocktail. We'll catch up. We'll finally meet face to face and not look at each other on little TV monitors. And we had a great time. But we had a surprise for Jamie.
Yeah, we had to make it spicy, right? We thought, what can we do to make it just, you know, like a little bit elevated, you know, something that she'll never forget. So we got Bobby Flay there, which was amazing. He's in town for Super Bowl. We asked Caesars, hey, you think Bobby could surprise Jamie? So that all worked out. Loved it. She was even saying her mom's a huge Bobby Flay fan. So she was so excited to meet him and chat with him. He's doing a big tailgate on Sunday, too, for Super Bowl Sunday. But we loved, you and I stayed a little bit later and we had just a little appetizer, and let me tell you, the homemade chips with blue cheese dip. Oh, my gosh. And the tuna tartare was like bursting with flavor. It was delicious.
Yeah, there was some kind of, I mean, it didn't surprise me that something that Bobby Flay does was bursting with flavor because he just puts flavor into everything. But the tuna tartare had kind of a smoky flavor to it, and then there was fresh horseradish and like chopped up hard-boiled egg around the outside with capers. And it, just everything together was so good.
Excellent. It was really excellent. I love the look of the restaurant, too. It's very New York. The restaurant is French. But anyway, Bobby was really excited to have this open. It's right next to his other restaurant. So you could literally go from Italy to France in 2 seconds. You have your choice there. And we had, what was the drink that you had? Because he said that one was his favorite, the New York Sour.
The New York Sour, which was delicious. It's a bourbon drink with some sour mix put in there and Beaujolais wine on top. So it's like a layered drink. And man, that was good. I am not a huge fan of super sweet drinks or even like even margaritas sometimes. Like it just gets really acidy for me, the mix that they use. This was nothing like that. Whatever combination of ingredients they use, like it didn't give me heartburn.
Yeah, that's good. And I had the French.
The French martini.
French martini. No. French, it was a number after it.
French 77. Seven.
It was lemon and it was delicious because I told them I didn't want something really sweet. But they gave me this lemon, like you said. It was a lemon martini called the French something. Oh, we're going to look it up now. I'm going to keep talking. Okay, Sean's looking up the name. All these things are important, right? But listen, it was great. Jamie had such a blast meeting Bobby.
It was a French 75, not a 77.
Okay, French 75. Wish I should know that. I was born in 75.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, it was great. And we went to the CBS set this morning. That was fun to be with Jamie, actually live and in person on KCAL. We did two hits with her. And the set is over near the Bellagio. And you could see just like a row of different sets. CBS This Morning was over there. I know Deborah Norville's over there doing Inside Edition and a lot of other shows. So a great time. We have kept very, very busy and been nonstop. So the NFL honors. Okay, this red carpet that we just finished up was, I've never seen anything like it. First of all, I must say, listen, NFL players, I feel like, are the best dressers, just in general, when it comes to celebrities. I know they're athletes, but celebrity athletes. I was impressed. What? Their suits are tailored. They do a lot of color. I love it.
Well, and I loved that a lot of players were showing up representing their team colors. You know, there's Minnesota Viking who showed up in a purple suit. There was a player from Cincinnati who had like the orange lining of his jacket that was custom made. And I mean, there were.
And his wife was in an orange dress. She was pregnant.
Yeah.
And his hat said Cincy in orange. Yeah, that was cool.
So, you know, there was a lot of representation of team colors in a very fashionable way.
Well, and it helped us, too, because, you know, with athletes, it is hard. You know names. They've got helmets on. We don't see their faces all the time. So, you know, trying to figure out who was who, and then you hear the name and you go, oh, okay. But you know what? Okay, well, we know he plays for the Vikings because he's wearing purple.
Yeah. So, yeah, so we can match the name card to the player's wardrobe.
Right.
So that worked out. But it was that this red carpet was packed. It was like a sea of people. It was like floodgates opened and a sea of people just rushed down the red carpet. So much so, in fact, the red carpet had to get fixed a couple times. There were like the carpet installers who had to come and keep adjusting the carpet because it was getting a little bunchy.
I know.
But they were on top of it, though.
Yeah, they were. And that was a beautiful red carpet. You know, it was really long. And then they had an outside part where it started and everyone was separated. So it's crazy how much media there are, everything that we're doing. There are so many media members in town. I think I was talking to Steve Hill from the LVCVA and he told me 6,000 media were planning to come in and applied for press passes for game day. And they were only able to even give out 1,000. So, I mean, people are here from all over. We were on the red carpet next to a station from Mexico and we were listening to them do their reports and it was great. I loved it. Just everyone is represented here. It's so cool.
Well, and even, you know, the NFL is obviously trying to boost its international appeal with games each season, whether exhibition or regular season, being played overseas, whether it's in England or Mexico. You know, they just announced more international games just this week. So that is a major effort that the NFL is making to make football, American football, more of a global sport. And as a matter of fact, a lot of the events that the NFL has put on this week here in Las Vegas have tied in elements of the Lunar New Year, because there are so many Las Vegas visitors who celebrate Lunar New Year from Asian countries who come here and, you know, make Las Vegas, it's one of their favorite destinations. So they're here, and the NFL is doing a lot of outreach to bring some Asian fans into the mix too and familiarize, you know, people from different countries with the game.
Yeah, familiarize. I think that was one of the words that somebody we were talking to exactly used. We're trying to get them to know the game a little better so that they take it on, enjoy it, embrace it, and then start to become fans.
Yeah, so it's not like, what is this thing that is happening in front of me?
Right, and then I think they announced, and did you say this? Because I was reading something, that what Philadelphia is going to play in Brazil this year, I think. Now they're going Brazil.
Yeah, so that's an international game. That was just announced. It's exciting that they're going to Brazil. I believe it's the first time playing in Brazil.
I would think so, yeah. So, yeah, you're right. It's really expanding. It's just become such an international thing. We've learned a lot, and it's been fun talking to some of those media members. While we were on the red carpet, we talked to a lot of players about, you know, how they're feeling about Sunday's matchup.
I'm looking for a great defensive game, and I was teammates with Christian McCaffrey in college, so I hope he has a great one, too.
So are you looking? Who are you looking for a win, or you're not going to pick sides?
Patrick Mahomes ended my season like 3 years in a row when I was with the Bills, so I'll probably maybe hope the Niners get one.
I think those are the two best teams, obviously, that made it to the final in the league. We got a matchup of two pretty unique styles and programs that have been good, you know, since the onset of the league. So we got a classic matchup in the Super Bowl, and hopefully it'll be a great game.
I'm pulling for the 49ers. I have a couple buddies on that team, so I got to pull for them. But no, it's going to be a great game.
That was Harrison Phillips from the Minnesota Vikings, Ted Karras from the Bengals, and Bradley Bozeman from the Carolina Panthers with their thoughts on Sunday's matchup.
Listen, we had someone write us on Instagram, and, you know, we take every comment serious, saying that we have not covered the 49ers enough. And listen, Sean mentioned last podcast, here's the deal. They have had their press conferences, they had opening night, but everything is leading off with Kansas City. And we're packed, or we've got to get out of a parking garage before the crowd. And it's like, so we're like, we've got to head out a little earlier. We're somewhere for 5 hours, and we're like, oh my gosh, we'd have to wait another 2 hours for San Fran to come out. They keep like putting them second.
Well, and here's the thing, like our major goal and purpose in our Super Bowl coverage is to cover what Las Vegas and the Super Bowl are doing. We're not necessarily like, we're not sports reporters, so we're not there, you know, talking game with the players. Obviously, Travis Kelce is a topic of conversation because of Taylor Swift. We get it. It's pop culture, so it is what it is. The 49ers aren't dating Taylor Swift, so they're not getting that same kind of coverage. However, we do realize that here in Las Vegas, there is a massive 49ers fan base, which we mentioned when we were talking about Super Bowl opening night, that Allegiant Stadium was overwhelmingly representing the 49ers over Kansas City.
Yeah, there were cheers and boos, right? Boos when Kansas City came out. And I'm sure Kansas City's going to show up here as we get closer to the weekend. So let's give the 49ers some airtime. Brock Purdy, the quarterback, has been at all the press conferences we noticed this week. So, you know, a lot of people talking to him about, I mean, listen, he went up the ranks and he went up the ranks quick. People kept getting hurt. And then all of a sudden he's starting quarterback and he's going to a Super Bowl. And, you know, it's funny because I was doing a little research on him, and it's interesting how they called him Mr. Irrelevant, because he was, you know, a draft pick, but like what, third string, would you call it?
Yeah, he was actually the very last pick in the last round of the draft the year that he was brought into the NFL. And actually, I heard one reporter asking him the other day if he can name any of the players who were drafted before him. So that gives you an idea of where he ranked at the time and how far he's come.
Yeah, he's like the first Mr. Irrelevant quarterback to start in a Super Bowl. So good for him. Here's some sound from Brock this week.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I feel like I have to continue to prove that, you know, to myself, to my teammates. Obviously, we did that for the last two games in the playoffs, which is obviously not easy. But for me, you know, I still feel like I have a lot to prove. And so, obviously, we'll see, you know, how my career goes and everything. And then at the end of the day, we'll be able to make a judgment on that. But for me, it's a Super Bowl. I want to do as best as I can for this team and this organization to, you know, to win at the end of the day. That's all that matters. And so, but down the road, we'll find out. I mean, that's the sport, man. That's the nature of it. You're in the NFL. Everybody's going to be watching you. You're in a spotlight. People are going to, you know, obviously want to see you have success. And some people are going to want to see your downfall. Like, that's just the nature of it. And so, honestly, it makes it entertaining. It makes it sort of fun. Do I get wrapped up in it? No, but obviously, you know, you hear things every so often, and I think at the end of the day, after all this is said and done, it'll be something sort of fun for everybody to look back at.
All right, best of luck to Brock Purdy and the 49ers. I must say, Brock is easy on the eyes. That's my perspective. I never knew that until I saw him on opening night. I was like, oh, kind of cute. He's young, with 23, I think. So, I mean, they're all young, right? We saw Tommy DeVito, the quarterback for the Giants, on the red carpet today at the NFL Honors, and he, like, stopped out of pressure because someone wouldn't let him out to do a quick soundbite with one of the stations. But I'm talking, there were how much media do you think was there? Like,
oh God,
hundreds of cameras. Well, there had to be about 100. At least.
There were at least 100 cameras.
Well, Tommy DeVito did not stop. So he rubbed me the wrong way. I like his name. My dad loves the Giants, but that's okay. We interviewed the other Giants quarterback anyway. All right. Couple things we got going on. I'm going to try and make it to Shaq's Funhouse over at XS at Wynn on Friday night. Want to remind everyone the NFL experience is still going on. Young children are free. Take the kids. It's open Friday and Saturday and not on game day.
And I'm headed over to, I'm going to be going to that Paramount experience that has been built out in front of the Mirage, you know, that features a whole bunch of shows under the CBS Paramount umbrella. That looks fun. And also heading to see Kelly Clarkson, which will be good. As we mentioned, she's in town performing over at Planet Hollywood for the weekend. And we're also hearing there could be a surprise performance inside Blake Shelton's Old Red Honky Tonk this weekend as well. We'll follow up on that when we chat with you next.
Yeah, because he didn't show up to the opening, which wasn't, you know, people thought he might, but it was kind of more of a soft opening. But, I mean, it's Super Bowl weekend. He's throwing a big party at Old Red. I have a feeling Blake will show up. So, actually, I'm going to go 99% in that he's showing up.
99? Yeah. That's pretty definite.
It is pretty definite. Listen, we love that we've gotten some great feedback from some of these Super Bowl podcasts that people have enjoyed kind of hearing every other day of what's going on here in Las Vegas. We've really enjoyed being part of the week, the lead up to the big game. You know, we'll leave it to the sports people to handle the game part of it on Super Bowl Sunday. We're looking forward to seeing Usher. He had a press conference today with Post Malone and with Reba, who they're all going to be doing performances during the Super Bowl, and I think it'll all be fabulous, but we'll keep our eye on it. You know, it's always interesting watching even, you know, the national anthem.
Yeah. Thanks for coming along with us all week as the countdown to Super Bowl 58 has ticked on, and now there's just one thing left to do. Get the tailgate ready and watch some football.
Eat up, everyone. Thanks for joining us.